Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The concerns around, well, August the 1st is looming. And what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things, but a very, very real concern is what is happening in terms of the tariffs. It is a, it can have significant impact on the country and on the economy. Joining us is Davi Ruit. He's founder, director, and chief economist of the Efficient Group. Davi, where are we? I can't seem to get a sense of whether this is actually being dealt with or not.
Good morning to you. Well, the most recent what I've heard is that that South Africa applied to have this date postponed and it has been rejected, but this hasn't been confirmed.
Right.
But yes, I agree with you. I've got the sense that there's not really much happening, and this is a major issue for South Africa and will have a huge impact on the South African economy. But so I think the answer, trying to answer your question, I don't really know where we are at the moment.
Which is absolutely bizarre. Can you break down what the threatened tariffs are and which sectors in South Africa are going to be hardest hit?
I think an important starting point is that to understand that the South African economy is in very deep trouble. At the beginning of the year, many analysts expect, and including the Minister of Finance, expected the economy to grow at about 2% for this year. What is clear is this economy is not going to get to 1% growth. Wow. So economic growth is going to be very, very low in South Africa this year. So I think that's the context that we have to understand. In the meantime, we have somebody called Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, in the White House. Whether you like him or not, it's not really relevant. What is important is that he's the most powerful man on this planet, and he represents the biggest economy in the world. And South Africa do a lot of business with the United States. They are a main and a very important trading partner to South Africa, but they are also very important in terms of the funding of certain deficits, like the current account deficit and the fiscal deficit, stuff like that. So they are really important to South Africa. Now, Donald Trump, as we know, he likes tariffs. He reckons that the world is unbalanced in terms of trade, and that America should be allowed to export more to the rest of the world and to try to achieve. Now, I can just mention this, and that is the way that he's approaching that is simply incorrect, and the way that he's calculating these tariffs are simply incorrect. But the point is, he can do that because, like I've said, he's the most powerful man in the world. And he proposed to impose certain tariffs on South Africa as well, and these tariffs are, the overall tariff is around about 30%, but certain tariffs will be, there are some differences. Like, for example, on steel, there's a different tariff. On motor cars, there's a different tariff, and so on. The industries that will be affected are mostly, and remember also that South Africa gets certain benefits in terms of AGOA, and that's a certain allows us to export to the United States without any tariffs. But I think AGOA is gone now. There's no way that I can see AGOA will still survive after this. But the impact on will mostly be on the motor car industry, and it will mostly be on certain parts of the agricultural industry. That's where the bulk of the impact will be. But I can just mention, but this is only tariffs. This is not really the big stick. If Donald Trump really wants to hurt South Africa, there's a lot more that he can do. But yes, the South African economy will not be affected by that much, perhaps 0.1-0.2% lost in terms of economic growth. But every little bit eventually adds up. And like I've said, the South African economy is hardly growing. Well, it hasn't been growing. It has been growing very little the last couple of years. And this year, we're looking at very weak economic growth once again.
Are there countermeasures that South Africa could take to cushion the impact?
Well, I guess there are a couple of things that we can do. We are the biggest platinum exporter in the world. And just by the way, there are no tariffs on platinum. Mm-hmm. So we can say, listen, we're not going to export platinum to you, but then we're going to export to the to Europe, for example, and they're going to export it to the United States. So it's going to end up there in any event. So I think the short answer is there's really very little that we can do about this. South Africa, in terms of the size of our economy, is probably in the region of about, what is it, the 0.3% of the world economy, while the US is something like 25% of the world economy. Right. So this is not an agreement or negotiations between equals. The United States is just the biggest country in the world, and we simply have to accept that fact.
How should government respond diplomatically and economically?
Well, economically, like I've said, there's not much we can do. But I think what we can do perhaps economically is get rid of some policies that are certainly damaging to the South African economy. And these are policies like, for example, expropriation. A BEE is a policy that's hurting South Africa. That is, from a policy-wise perspective, that we can make certain changes in South Africa. Diplomatically, what we can do, and that's another major issue for Donald Trump, is that we have been aligning ourselves with certain countries and certain organizations politically recently that are not necessarily aligned with the United States. And I think we should reconsider those relations that we have with certain countries and certain organizations internationally. And this is not a moral comment, it's just the reality, is that we have to accept the reality that if we are not a big country, we are a tiny country economically. We used to play a significant role morally internationally. We've lost most of that because of the quality of the ANC leadership in South Africa recently, with corruption and incompetence and everything that goes with that. So we do not have this moral high ground that we used to have previously. So I think we have to accept that reality as well. Try to align, or rather be neutral when it comes to certain diplomatic relations that we have internationally.
Well, yeah, if only that were the case. But the reality is that many of the comments and the concerns from the United States are concerns that we should be dealing with ourselves, irrespective of the United States. Some of our economic policies, as you've mentioned, are very problematic and anti-growth.
Without a doubt, and like I've said, this is not really the big stick. Donald Trump's got a lot more that he can do to damage South Africa. In fact, they are currently considering certain legislation, and if that is passed, then they can actually impose sanctions on certain individuals, especially in the ANC. And let's be honest about this. And I've been analyzing the South African economy for many decades, and I am looking at things like the local authorities, the state-owned enterprises, and the fiscal accounts. That's what I do. That's my job. And they have been mismanaged financially and operationally. The ANC has done immense damage to the South African economy. And we have to start calling it what it is. And we've got a government that has been quite destructive, and it's bad for South Africans, but it's certainly bad for our international relations as well.
Davi Rutt, thank you as always, Founder, Director, Chief Economist at The Efficient Group.